This is the Reverend Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com with a podcast titled Sunday Morning with Reverend Whoopi. This week we're going to talk about respect. Now, before we get into that, I just want to share with you a quote I found this week, and I liked it so much I made it the signature for my mini profile on Above Top Secret. The quote goes like this: "But maybe by raising my voice, I can help the greatest of all causes, goodwill among men and peace on earth." And that was by Albert Einstein, who was a fairly smart feller. But I read that and I just loved it. I thought this could be what Sunday Morning with Reverend Whoopi is about. By raising our voices, maybe together, we can help the greatest of all causes, goodwill among men and peace on earth. That is something we can all look forward to. And besides, if we don't do it, who will? We can at least give it a shot here, folks. Now this week, I believe I decided we would go with the topic of respect. You see, respect is something that is really kind of lacking in today's world. In somebody's eyes right now, you are an infidel, or a goyim, or a sinner, or any other number of things that they want to call you, simply because you don't believe as someone else tells you they want you to believe. And that is a serious matter of disrespect, you know, to be calling you names because you're not living like they think you should live. Well, you know, everybody has their own personal spiritual beliefs. I mean, no two people think alike, which means if you try to live your life by someone else's beliefs, someone else's expectations, then you're both going to end up disappointed because you will not live up to what they do and, you know, what they expect you to live up to. And at the same time, you're going to be betraying your own beliefs. And you're both going to end up happy. That's why your beliefs are your own. But we all need to understand that everyone's beliefs are their own. And so rather than saying you have to believe as I do, we need to start thinking about spirituality in more personal terms. You know, my beliefs are right for me. Your beliefs are right for you. Everybody's beliefs are right for them, otherwise they wouldn't be believing them. What is so difficult to understand about that? But no, people can't get this little bitty bit of knowledge. They just can't corner it. They can't get it surrounded that their beliefs are their own and they don't have to force them on everyone else. And I mean, it gets odd at times because I've had people who've actually just stopped being my friend and didn't want to be around me or have anything to do with me upon learning that I was not a Christian. Well, you know, I don't have everyone else to be their friend. You know, I can be friends with anybody. And if some people are so close-minded, so narrow in their thought, that they only want to be surrounded by people who believe as they believe, then it would be a really dull world. Okay. I really don't care what someone else believes because I have this little idea that you are walking your own spiritual path. You are where you need to be on that path. And I'm happy for you. I hope you're right. You know, if The rapture happened today. I would shake your hand and say, congratulations, bud, but I won't be going with you. Oh, you see, mankind, it's not enough that we have to try and force everyone to believe as we believe, but we also have to condemn or kill those who don't believe as we believe, or those that refuse. I think a large part of the problems we are is when we are unsure, or when mankind is unsure of his own convictions, when he thinks he's standing on shaky grounds, then he has to tear everyone else down, point out everyone else's flaws, rather than saying, I'm righteous because of this, or I'm on good grounds because of this, or my spirituality is right because of this. They spend more time saying, you're wrong because of that. You know, I know the truth. You are wrong. You are an infidel. You are, you know, any sordid number of name callings that we do. And I think if mankind is ever going to make peace with each other and with God, then we're going to have to start with respect. Respecting each other enough to say, you're free to believe what you choose to believe. I'm not going to preach at you. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. Well, that's a long shot trying to get there, though. I mean, have you ever noticed how most people, that if they want to tell you about God or their beliefs in God, they really aren't interested in hearing about yours? But we can get there. Sorry about that. That was one of my kids calling. Tomorrow's Father's Day. Well, Sunday's Father's Day. And since this is Sunday morning with Irvin Whoopi, I guess today's Father's Day. And I'm going out to dinner with all my kids. Oh, joy. Anyway, where was I? We were talking about respect, about caring for one another, about caring enough to not condemn one another, and how important that is. And I do believe that is very important. Now, I'm sitting here, I've been thinking ever since I started this show that I've got to start putting some structure to it. I've got to start, you know, I might even start adding second tracks, add an opening hymn. Although I'm not big on bells and whistles, I never have been. I would rather sit down and have an honest-to-God conversation on spirituality with, you know, the people around me. Although, in the real world, very few people want to sit down and have a spiritual conversation with me. They find me kind of offbeat. Anyway, we're closing in on the 10-minute mark. Actually, we're about 8.5. So, let me leave you with a thought. I found this quote this week as well. It's from Gary Zukav. It says, you cannot find your soul with your mind. You must use your heart. You must know what you are feeling. If you don't know what you are feeling, you will create unconsciously. If you are unconscious of an aspect of yourself, if it operates outside your field of awareness, that aspect has power over you. Man, that just struck me. I loved that, because there are levels where we do have to create with our heart. Our spiritual nature comes from our heart. Our head, you know, with our head we create in this world. We create the house we want to live in, the life we want to live. We bring our spouses and our children into the world we want to build. But it's with our heart that we create the spiritual reality that surrounds us. This is something I believe. And I just wanted to leave that as a thought for you to ponder on. And I hope each and every one of you have a wonderful week coming up, that you have plenty of spiritual conversations, and spiritual feelings and reverence, and whatever you do, don't forget to look to the heavens and at least once simply say, thank you for my life. Love and light, my friends. This is the Reverend Whoopi.